Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do a little 15 minutes of heat here.
Is this for Andre?
What a man.
I want to talk with him now.
I was texting with Jason Jackson earlier today. He's like, yeah, my guy Dre.
Okay.
He'll throw it down. So
okay.
Maybe this is for Andre.
Pull salt and pepper now. I'm a fool with it.
15 minutes of heat. Heat hosts the Hawks tonight at the American Airlines Arena. Then the Hawks host the Heat Thursday night in Atlanta. So you got one of those kind of back-to-backs with a night in between. And we're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Andre Aldridge is a veteran NBA reporter. He's the current sideline reporter and host for the Atlanta Hawks. And you've probably seen him over the years, NBA TV and ESPN and whatnot. And you can catch him on Fox Sports Southeast if you've got the package for the Atlanta Hawks broadcasts, and he is with us right now. Hello, Andre.
Hey, man, great to be on with you guys. How you doing?
Was that the appropriate song? What a man! Did we nail it?
Well, I'm gonna be honest from the top. There's some of my people back home. They don't want me on the show with Channing because Channing knocked heads in high school and then didn't stay in state to go to college.
So look at that. Let's go.
Georgia.
Let's do this now.
Let's forget about the NFL. There's folks back in Georgia still a little bit heated that a guy could knock heads, you know, and be an all-state guy, and then he doesn't stay in the Peach State and decides to become a Gator. So there's that, but I still came on.
Let's address the elephant in the room, Crowder.
But Andre, man, them UGA sponsors got to come a little stronger now.
Okay, those
Bull Gators were off the chain.
End of discussion. Okay, I'm not mad at you.
No, but you actually, he was going to go to Georgia.
No,
he was.
I was committed to UGA for 3 weeks when Spurrier left and went to the Redskins, but then I love Charlie Strong. I went to UF to play for Charlie Strong because I love Charlie Strong.
I got you.
But I was not going to South Carolina. When Zook brought him to Florida, that's what made me change.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right. That's legit. That's legit.
But man, Crowder's.
I've heard of the Gators changing some other people's minds. So I can never get the full story. But that's a great story right there.
Appreciate it,
Crowder. Tell some great stories about Atlanta though, and growing up.
More off air stuff, Andre.
I'm not mad.
Andre Aldridge is with us, and again, sideline reporter for the Atlanta Hawks television broadcast. So your Hawks and our Heat, both 2-1 to start their respective seasons. What have you learned about the Hawks in the first three games? I have fallen in love with Trae Young. What have you learned?
Well, you know, the interesting thing to watch, and obviously youth being served in a sense on both sides, although you guys will have the debut of a legit NBA star in Jimmy Butler tonight. But to take you back to last season, and sure, Trae comes in with all the accolades and all of the news from college. But as far as our team is concerned and his individual play, the first 30 games of last season was a real question mark for both, and a lot of those games were 20 and 25 points, definitely double digit deficits for a good part of many of those games, and Trae was still trying to figure everything out. First game of last season, we're in New York, Madison Square Garden, and the Knicks blitz him right away, and it's like, oh, it's going to be like this. Yes, it's going to be like this. But a light went off about 30 games in, and the team became competitive. He raised his game. The vets around that team were always solidly behind him. And to watch what he's done so far, albeit in three games this season, the sky's the limit for a kid who's only played 85 games in the NBA.
And, Andre, what's the realistic expectations for this team? Because the East isn't that strong. There's some, you know, it's top-heavy. But you look at the Jabari Parker, Chandler Parsons, Cam Reddish. They have some young guys. They have some vets. Like, what is the realistic expectation for the Atlanta Hawks?
I think coming into the season, realistically, you have to say that you're strong on the second year of the rebuild. And so you wouldn't want to say playoffs, despite how the East looks and despite Kawhi going out west or anything, out loud. But to be around these guys and to see how competitive that locker room is, I think they have real plans on somehow getting in there. Now, look, just like you guys, when I say youth, I mean we're starting two rookies. That hasn't happened in about 40 years for the Hawks. Reddish is 20. DeAndre Hunter's 21. Trey Young's 21. The pride of West Palm Beach, John Collins, is 22. Our oldest starter is Alex Lynn, who's 26. So the fact that you have that youth, and I realize that Miami's starting a 19-year-old and Tyler Hero, too, I really believe that the positivity from our side is much better and much bigger than we thought it was during the offseason.
You do have 42-year-old Vince Carter, though, on the roster.
Hey, listen, and he's one of seven top 10 picks on the squad. So even though that's from the 89 draft, look, the basketball IQ, regardless of what guys have done, I mean, you mentioned Jabari Parker. Sure, on his fifth team, and Jabari Parker is still only 24 years old. So maybe he has the toolkit of a 15-year vet with two torn ACLs and the trades and the expectations of being a high pick. But I think all these guys are feeding off of Vince Carter. Vince isn't just like a coach on the bench. The last 5 minutes of the last two games, he's out there for good reason because he can still play.
I was going to say that. I watched the game Saturday night. I may have had a little bit of action on it, but I watched the game Saturday night.
Have.
Vince Carter was out there playing quality minutes at the end. Like, he was really giving you something.
You know, it's funny because a few years ago, we had Elton Brand. And if you want to have an all-world, just great guy team that nobody says anything bad about over a 20-year period, Elton might be the captain of that team. But Vince is pretty much on there, too. And even though it was toward the end of the career, because of injuries, Elton ended up playing way more than he expected. And as he would tell us off camera, this is hurting me a little bit, guys. But, you know, I have to do this for my team, but that's not the plan. Vince is the other way. Vince is like, I feel like I can play, so I want to play. And if the opportunity is there from the coach, I'm going to get out there and do it. And I think that's what you saw Saturday night. That's also what we saw in Detroit.
Andre Aldridge is with us. 15 minutes of Heat. Again, Heat hosts the Hawks tonight at the American Airlines Arena, and then they will be in Atlanta on Thursday night. Same two teams matching up. Like you said, tonight we're going to see the debut of Jimmy Butler in a Miami Heat uniform. In your mind, what is he? Top 15 player in the league? Is that fair?
Absolutely.
So he brings what? Like, he is, I mean, for us down here, we talk about the Heat DNA, Heat culture all the time. I think he is the epitome of what the Heat is all about.
But I think you can put that on a 18-inch banner headline right there. That's absolutely true. You know, you talk about his game and everything he does. Let's think back to maybe the biggest story of last year was that practice in Minnesota that he supposedly disrupted and dominated because he was trying to get out of there. And for all the headline news that kind of generated over a 3 or 4 day period, it wasn't until Jimmy himself talked about it and said, I actually didn't take a shot in that practice. And that wasn't what was coming out of there, but he did still dominate everything up there without taking a shot in that practice pretty much because of all the swag that he brings to the floor. And I think that's perfect. And also, you know, I'm talking about the youth on our side. Granted, our season's 2 or 3 games long so far, but you guys have 31% of your total points coming from the rookies. That's the biggest number in the league so far. And when we're down here in a preseason game, Bam Adebayo played all games last season. But for me, those are the type of guys that you say buy into what this is all about, what your culture is all about down here. And I believe his numbers through a couple of games, he's among like five other guys that are averaging 15 points, 10 boards, and 5 assists. And there's only 5 others in the league who are doing that. Granted, it's 2 or 3 games. But I just think that and your culture, and then you put in a legit superstar like Jimmy Butler, the sky really is the limit here in the East for your squad because you do have that superstar player.
And Dre, talking about young guys that are kind of coming out, Kendrick Nunn, like Tyler Hero was the high pick, but Kendrick Nunn right now, 25, 18, 24 in the first 3 games, he's balling. But it was interesting, you brought up Trae Young and how you said the NBA kind of figured him out. They started blitzing him, and yep, he had to adjust to that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to happen soon to Kendrick Nunn? Are they going to figure him out and he's going to have to start adjusting his game?
Man, I know that he'll be a big part of scouting reports, but I don't – and his minutes will obviously be adjusted for everybody with Jimmy coming back. But How do you do that when Jimmy Butler's on that squad? I don't know. I think that's a tough question for the opposition if he continues to do what they do. And so, Channing, you know, as a pro athlete or even the success you had in high school and in college, it's great to have all of that behind you. But when you're between the lines, that really doesn't matter if you're going up against determined guys, if you're going up against guys that weren't drafted or guys that, you know, think they should be there and feel like they've been slighted forever and they just start proving it. There's nothing you can do about that but compete. And what we've seen from Nunn is a guy that obviously loves to compete and has been very proficient so far.
Andre Aldridge, again, tonight it's Heat and Hawks at the American Airlines Arena. Thursday night, Heat and Hawks up in Atlanta. And Andre Aldridge, you can watch him all season on Fox Sports Southeast, where he is the sideline reporter for the Atlanta Hawks.
Andre, they still love me at Magic City, though, man.
I know they do, and me and you and Chandler Parsons are going to get together, and you're going to tell me Gator stories that are going to blow my mind.
I got you, baby.
you don't know the half of it. Andre, you don't know the half of it. Thanks for making time for us, Andre.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great afternoon.
There you go. Do the same. That's Andre Aldridge from the Atlanta Hawks Television Network, and that is your 15 minutes of Heat.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.